Donna, D-A-W-N-A, Elliot, E-L-L-I-O-T, 8-29-95, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Miss Elliot is obese, 29-year-old woman who woke up yesterday with nausea, vomiting, diarrhea at the same time. This has continued since then. She's very concerned about gallbladder disease because she's had issues with weight gain and inability to lose weight, pain off and on, and both her mom and her brother have had their gallbladder removed in the past period. New paragraph. She's alert. She's awake. She's not interested in going to the emergency room. She's not. She barely tachycardic with a heart rate of 100 or 99. COVID immunization after that. Allergy, Keflex. Medication, propranolol, 20 milligram BID. Hydroxychloride, 200 BID. Why is she taking that? Oh, okay. Hydroxychloroquine, chloride. And then Ambien, 10 milligram at nighttime. Medical problems, arthritis, depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, obesity, asthma, migraine, headaches. Surgery, C-section, social occasional ETOH use, the drug use, non-smoking, none, has one child, she's a pharmacy tech, family history, mom's alive, diabetes, has had gallbladder removed, dad's alive, diabetes, heart disease, review of system as above, associated with nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, cramping. Possible history of hepatitis from the past, no hematemesis, no hematitism, no seizure convulsion. 221 pounds, 98%, 98.5, 18, 99, 108 over 60. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs, pure lung, high abdomen, soft. Neck shows, those JVD, skin shows, nice. There's tenderness over the right lower, right upper quadrant. Patty, would you call her and ask her why she's taking that while I'm dictating, please? Yeah. Tell her why she's taking the hydroxy. Yeah, that might be Vistril, but let's see what it is. Let's see. Assessment number one, abdominal pain. Number two, patient does have a solitary gallbladder lesion close to the neck of the gallbladder. Number three, not interested in going to the hospital. Number four, Toradol 60 milligram now. Number five, treated with Cipro and Bentyl at home. Next one is lots of liquid. Next one is if it gets worse, must go to the emergency room at that time, she promises. Next number, continue with current medication. Next one is bland diet. Next one is nothing heavy.
Okay, she's not taking
any of them. She's continuing. Oh, so she's off the hydroxychloroquine at this time. She's only taking the Ambien and propranolol?
So you're only taking the Ambien and the propranolol?
And she's off her propranolol.
Difficult. Okay, hold on.
What is it? Oh, okay, Latruda, she's taking Latruda, how do you spell that, L-A-T? L-A-T, what, U-C-A? Oh, L-A-T-U-D-A, 80 milligram at nighttime, and she's off the, I'm dictating at the same time, and she's off the propranolol, and what else? And she's also taking Depakote 500 milligram, one tablet, TID, that's it? Okay, hon, keep me in touch. Ciao. All right, those are her medication lists. Next number, so change the medication list to that. Next number, check CBC, CMP, amylase, lipase. Next number, avoid cephalosporin. Next number, Toradol 60 IM. Next number, gets worse, must go to the ER. Next number, she's a pharmacy tech, quite versed in medical knowledge, and she will follow up with me tomorrow after I get a blood work. Thank you.